All right, and welcome to the Loony Dad. This is your host, Shane Arcadia. How's everyone doing today on this glorious day, whatever day it is? Probably by the time this is podcast, it's been a few days since I recorded it. But, you know, here I am with the episode 2, talking about finance. Now, disclaimer, I'm not a CPA by any means. I'm not a financial accountant. I'm not a financial planner. I will not cookie book for you. But, however, I will talk about life and being poor. Yep, that's right. I'm a teacher, full-time, and, you know, I make so much money. And I have all this money to spend. And, you know, and somehow I end up having zero money in my bank account. And I was going to get my wife on this podcast, but she decided that she didn't want to be a part of it this time. I'll get her eventually on here. But anyways, I want to talk to you about what it's like living paycheck to paycheck. Because we often don't realize how much life sucks. And being a dad, having two kids to take care of, and, you know, trying the best I can to provide for them, where, you know, I'm one day buying them Lunchables, and before you know it, I'm so broke, I have to buy myself Lunchables, because I can't afford anything else. Sometimes I can't even afford Lunchables. Sometimes a little too fancy for me, so I gotta bust out the old white bread, peanut butter, and jelly. You know, I have to make my sandwich like the good old days when you're in school, you know? No one ever told you when you grow up that you'll be stuck eating the same lunch when you're a kid because you can't afford much, you know? There really isn't a difference. You, as an adult, you think, yeah, I'm going to buy all the stuff, and you end up eating the same stuff as if you were a kid in elementary school, you know, and your parents making you lunch. Let me tell you what. Being a man, you're just an older version of a boy because, you know, you expect the women to make you stuff like your mom did and expecting to make those sandwiches and pack your lunch. Well, joke's on me because I end up packing my own lunch. I have a funny story to tell you about my wife when I decided, you know, I was really busy and because she's amazing, she'll always do stuff for me. And I asked her to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm like, hey, called her up, because I'm getting back from the gym. I'm like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? You know, because I'm so rich and that's what I can afford. And I say, yeah, make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, apparently, we, you know, as women expect us to be mind readers, we're the same. You know, we expect them to know how to make our sandwiches. And I told her, yeah, make me a sandwich, peanut butter jelly, take it to work, I'll eat it. And there must have been a half a pound of jelly on the sandwich. I'm like, I just could have sworn I looked and half the jar was gone and put on my sandwich, you know. She wanted to make sure that I had a good sandwich. I mean, I ate it. It was delicious, but I had to stick myself with the insulin needle because I think I got type 1 diabetes. After eating the sandwich. But, you know, it is what it is. She's pretty amazing. Maybe if I'm lucky enough, I'll have my wife write me a little note in my lunch telling me how much she to have a good day at school. Literally, you know. I never thought I would be this guy being a teacher, eating lunch at school. I'm practically just I never left school, I guess. I don't know. I guess this is how life is. You know, that's how life rolls the dice. I guess it's all those adulting choices we make. And we feel that, you know, we're going to make it big. You tell yourself, I'm going to make it big. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have all this stuff. Somewhere along the lines, my adult version never got the memo. because I am not rich. I'm not making it big. I'm freaking working for a school, eating the school lunch. Except I don't have the note from my wife to tell me to have a good day at school, Timmy. Oh, well. I guess I'll have to put up with it. I'll have to get another half pound of peanut butter and jelly sandwich from her another day. I mean, I guess the only difference is I'm not having, you know, snack pack pudding or, you know, the fruit snacks, fruit roll-ups, gushers. I'm just having, you know, peanut butter jelly sandwich with carrots, bell peppers, because I'm trying to somewhat be healthy at the same time, trying to make a healthy choice, trying to be a halfway from, you know, I guess I'm trying to offset the diabetes from the peanut butter jelly sandwich with a healthy choice of carrots and bell peppers. Yeah. But, you know, that's just life, you know, living day to day by that paycheck and that peanut butter jelly sandwich I get at my lunch every day. But going back to about finances, you know, debit cards are such a common thing. You swipe. And for some reason, you're swiping that card and you think it's endless funds when you come to realize that you swiped it one too many times and it comes back declined. Comes back telling you negative. Hey, guess what? You're poor. You can't afford to buy this drink at the gas station. Or hey, you're poor. You can't afford to buy this pack of gum. You know, and it never declines when you're trying to make the big purchases. It never declines. But when you try to make a small purchase, it freaking declines. You know? Sometimes you know in the back of your mind you have no money in your account. And when you're swiping that card, you're thinking slow motion. You're hoping it's going to get approved. And it's either going to get approved or get declined. And when you get approved, like, woo, still have some money left over my account. Or, woo, I'm probably going to get hit with the overdraft fees. And budgeting. Let me tell you what. Budgeting. Budgeting for fools. I try to budget on a monthly basis. And all budget reminds me of is what I can't afford. And what I have to give up. And what I'm still paying on. You know? Paying on that car I thought was such a good idea. Thinking, yeah, I'm going to buy this car. Drive a lot, it's worth nothing now. And I drive a 2012 Chevy Equinox. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to freaking, you know, get off on them and get a better deal than the Blue Book value. Well, joke's on me because a few years later, it dropped and depreciated fast. It depreciated faster than my underwear coming off on my wedding night with my wife. I'm telling you, I didn't think it'd come off any faster, but it depreciated. It depreciated fast. And now I have to pay more money to fix it than what it's worth. And it's something. I mean, you know, you get these cars, you get these loans, you end up owing more than what it's worth. And you know, you can't get rid of it. Things happen, like when my engine went out. You know, people tell me, hey, you can either, you can get rid of it or I pay $6,500 to replace the engine. Get rid of it? I have a loan on it. Oh, you mean push it off the cliff in Mexico? Perfect. I'd rather do that. But couldn't get rid of it. I had to get the engine. And, you know, they give you so many options. You can buy a used engine, pay $6,000, get a refurbished engine, pay $6,000, or get a new engine, pay $6,500. My options were so awesome. I just couldn't help myself. I'm like, you know, I guess I'll go with $6,500 because it really isn't a big difference. And that's not to mention the labor that goes into putting that engine. And, you know, you go, going back to budget, you budget and you just remind yourself of all these expenses that you have. And I can't even tell you any times I start budgeting and tell my wife, we need a budget. We're going to cut all this this necessary expenses out. We don't need this. We don't need the Xbox Live. We don't need the Netflix. we don't need this and that. And I end up getting more expenses than what I cut out after I do the budget. Because you think, oh, well, I have all this extra money now I can spend, so I'm going to go sign up for these subscriptions. And, you know, and when you're married, you can't sign up for the silly stuff. You have to be responsible. Or, it's, you know, when you want to buy something, you have to talk to the missus. It's just like, you know, just like asking your mom, hey, mom, can I have this allowance to buy this? And I'm telling you, that's what being a man's all about. Having your lunch made and working out of school. Well, I guess I'm just talking about my life and not anyone else's. But I don't know. It's all perspective, I guess. But going back to budget. I mean, whoever invented budget was crazy. You have to constantly remind yourself of why you're not making enough. Why you didn't make it in this world. You know? Why you chose to be a teacher at the age of 33, like I did. You know, I thought it was a great idea. I'm like, yeah, let's be a teacher. Let's do this. I thought, you know, I want a steady career. Steady career to be broke the rest of my life. But hey, that is what it is. I'm hoping that, you know, this podcast is bringing humor to your life. You can laugh at all my my downfalls of my half-pound peanut butter jelly sandwich and my career as a teacher. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love being a teacher. I love being a middle-aged man, you know, being a glorified babysitter. That's all teachers are. You're just a higher-paid babysitter. Not much higher paid than the McDonald's worker, but you're higher paid. They tell you that at least. Yes, you know, go to college, become a teacher. That's the best way to go. You know, you make a stable environment. And, you know, they say, you know, when you sign the contract, they say, yeah, your hours are 7 to 3. Yeah, 7 to 3 is when I'm watching the kids. After that, it's additional paperwork, meetings, talking with the parents, grading, all that stuff. So it becomes almost 7 to 7. I've been a few times where I've stayed till 8. Tell you what, it's, you know, that's what they get you with the salary. Yeah, you know, you only work 8 hours. 8 hours until you have to do more work. So, and you know, you think you get more money, you don't get the same money. And even less, depending on how many hours you work. So, it's just one of those things you have to deal with life. It's a career you picked. And going back to the budget again, you know, you spend all this money and you come to find out it's like spending a trip in Vegas, you know? You go to Vegas thinking you have all these right intentions and you come back and you forget what happened, and later it pops up that you made all these wise choices that ends up not being so wise. Just like a budget. You have amnesia, financial amnesia. Thinking to yourself, when did I sign up for this? Why do I need the newspaper? What am I going to do with a yoga membership? You know, what am I going to do with all these different memberships? Not to mention having animals. You know, since I'm such a cool man who's a teacher, having his lunch made for him. I'll tell you, my pets are cats. They're ferocious. I have 2 cats. One's name is Kiki. One's name is Hulk. You know, they never tell you how vicious cats are. Don't come breaking into my house, because my cats are going to stare you down. And then they're going to run away and hide. That's all they do. And, you know, they don't defend nothing. They'll just stare at me at what I'm doing. And, you know, I have my cat here looking at me right now, thinking, what is that human doing talking to that rectangular voice? But, you know, going back to the budget, talking about, you know, unnecessary expenses, we talked with my wife the other day about this cat litter on Facebook, about how it changes color based on how the cat's feeling. What the heck? Freaking thermometer for our cat to see if they're sick? I don't need to see colors changing like I'm on an acid trip staring at the sandbox, okay? I don't need to see that, okay? I'm already seeing brown and yellow. What other colors do I need to see to remind me what's wrong with that cat, you know? I don't need to see the multiple colors. This isn't an Elton John concert that the cat's using litter, okay? That would be pretty cool if it sang songs while I went to the restroom. But that's just those type of expenses, you know? One day, I'm signing up for Xbox Live. Next minute, you know I'm signing up for a cat litter to be delivered to my house. And it is very quite interesting, too, as you budget, you look through your statement, and you have to investigate. Like, you're this private eye investigating, looking for the truths. And you see all this money you spend. You tell yourself, I'm not going to spend any money. I got a budget set in stone. I'm going to stick with it. And you all of a sudden start noticing all this extra food out there, buying stuff you don't need. And surprises come up. I remember one time as a father, my kid started playing Xbox. My son must have been about 6 years old. He loved Minecraft at the time. If you remember my first podcast episode, I talked about Fortnite. Well, he used to love Minecraft. I can tolerate Minecraft a little more, but he used to love Minecraft. And what ended up happening was I linked my debit card to the Xbox Live account. I thought, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Let me just link this card up so that way I don't have to worry about future charges. Yeah, that was the brilliant idea because when I went to go look at my bank statement one time, I see $4 for Minecraft here, $4 for Minecraft there. Before I know it, it's thousands of dollars in Minecraft later. There goes my paycheck. It's like I'm, I pull out a loan from the bank of Minecraft and I have to pay that off. And, you know, you have to watch out for that kind of stuff. You have to learn to budget. Or you're going to be budgeting from a cardboard box on the corner thinking what I got myself into. I don't know. It's just life. That's just how it is. You know, you make the sacrifices. You think you're making right choices. You have financial amnesia. Don't realize what's going on with life until you're a teacher eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich, working more hours than what you're getting paid for, and the expense number is a lot bigger than the income number. It's life. What can I say? You know, I find joy telling my kids, yeah, I'll buy that. I have so much money. Let me pull into my magic tree of money in the backyard. You know, that would be a brilliant idea. Why don't they have money trees? I mean, it's not possible, but hey, if I did have a money tree, mine would be burned by now because there'd be nothing left on it. I've already spent my money tree. I have one quick story I want to share. I thought this was hilarious because, you hear about all these scams in the world and of financial scams and, you know, whether it's your computer has a virus, you need to call and pay, or we're here to collect your taxes, it's an IRS scam. Well, I was on Instagram, and my wife's like, who is this guy following me? I'm like, let me check it out. I'm like, I'm going to, chase him down and find out who he is. And it says, such and such, I won the lottery last month, and the first, 50 subscribers, followers get $50,000 to pay off some bills. I'm like, let me check it out. Sure enough, the guy's name who won the lottery, it was there. He won it last month. He won $748 million. So I'm thinking, yeah, I hit the jackpot. I'm one of the lucky ones. I happen to find this guy who won the lottery on Instagram, and he's going to pay me $50,000. Sign me up. It's just like the prince of Nigeria. If he needs help, you come into inheritance, you gotta send him your banking account and routing number. So that's exactly what I didn't do. I put some information down, you know? Seymour Butts, you know? I told him, hey, yeah, my name's Seymour Butts. I live on this address. My number's 867-5309. Yeah, send it to me. He's like, the FedEx delivery guy will deliver the cash to you. Awesome, you know? Because what are the chances? The millionaire is going to have the guy deliver me a briefcase full of money. I realized, woke up from fantasy, like I did with my bank account, realizing that it's not going to happen, that no fairy tale is going to come up with some guy's suitcase full of money. If somebody shows up in my house with a suitcase full of money, I'm assuming the cops are right behind and looking for them because somebody's robbed a bank. Because there ain't no way no one's coming to my house with a suitcase full of money. Not going to happen. But that's not going to happen. Anyways, that's all I have for you guys on this podcast episode. I'm not sure it made sense to you, but, you know, it's life. Life from his perspective, middle-aged man teaching, making more money than he can handle. Oh, wait, making more expenses than he can handle. Stay tuned for more podcasts in the future. And hoping for a special guest next podcast. And I will see you around.